The Dory Monson Show on Cairo Radio. This is The Big Lead.
Coming to you from the Curtis Subaru Studio. Welcome to our top stories this hour. A couple of hours ago, we talked with the attorney who came on my show Monday to announce that he was the first, his firm, to file a lawsuit against Boeing for the Indonesian Lion Air crash last October. And then we're told that there are some similarities between that Lion Air crash and the Ethiopian crash last weekend. And now today, the FAA and President Trump have announced that they are grounding the entire Boeing 737 MAX jet fleet worldwide. Let's get right to the big lead.
The big lead. Top story.
And I will tell you, after my interview Monday, I heard from a lot of Boeing workers. And I know I have a lot of wonderful Boeing workers who listen to this show. I know it helps get you through the tedium of an afternoon in the warehouse. No, I appreciate that. And I know a lot of you were devastated at these 737 MAX crashes. Now, after the Indonesian crash, what we were told was that there was a faulty signal to an automatic control on the airplane. The automatic control thought the nose was at a higher angle more than it actually was. And so the automatic control on the plane was trying to force the nose down. The pilots saw that the nose was getting pushed down beyond where it should have been, and they're in a tug of war fighting. And the basis of the lawsuit that was discussed on my show Monday was that the pilots hadn't been alerted that the way to take control of the airplane is you got to shut off this automatic system, and then you can manually fly the plane. I will repeat what I said earlier this week. Now, maybe this is a selfish statement because my son-in-law is a pilot, but there's been talk about a future where air travel might be completely computer-controlled and automated. This is why you need human pilots, so that they can make human decisions. I don't think an automated airplane would have been able to do what Sully did and set that plane down in the river in New York City. There's no way a computer would have been able to do what Captain Sully did. If the pilots had known that they could, in the Indonesian crash at least, this is what's alleged in the lawsuit, if the pilots had known that they could cut off that system, they could manually have taken control of the plane and got it down. Now, apparently, there's some similarities that's emerging out of the Ethiopian crash black box system and the Indonesian crash. And so just as we were going on the air just over 2 hours ago, we got the word from the president that he was and his administration grounding the entire 737 MAX fleet.
We're going to be issuing an emergency order of prohibition to ground all flights of the 737 MAX 8 and the 737 MAX 9 and planes associated with that line. I've spoken to Elaine Chao, Secretary of Transportation, Dan Elwell, Acting Administrator of the FAA, and to Dennis Muilenburg, CEO of Boeing, and they'll be available shortly after our conference today. They are all in agreement with the action. Any plane currently in the air will go to its destination and thereafter be grounded until further notice. So planes that are in the air will be grounded. If they're the 737 MAX, will be grounded upon landing at the destination. Pilots have been notified. Airlines have been all notified. Airlines are agreeing with this. The safety of the American people and all people is our paramount concern. Our hearts go out to all of those who lost loved ones, to their friends, to their families in both the Ethiopian and the Lion Airlines crashes that involved the 737 MAX aircraft. It's a terrible, terrible thing. Boeing is an incredible company. They are working very, very hard right now, and hopefully they'll very quickly come up with the answer. But until they do, the planes are grounded.
This is a real problem for Boeing because, as I've talked about many times, Boeing is in a worldwide aviation battle with Airbus. And the 737 MAX was sold to airlines as a more fuel-efficient ability to travel the mid-mileage of the 737 MAX compared to the similar Airbus. This was supposed to be fuel efficient and save the airlines millions of dollars. But now that all of these aircraft are being grounded, and China had done this a couple of days ago, Canada yesterday said it was not going to allow the 737 MAX in or out. Ironically, the attorney who's suing Boeing, who came back on with me at noon today, he was in Vegas watching Gonzaga play in the conference tournament last night, and he was at the airport about to get on a 737 MAX, even though he's suing Boeing over the 737 MAX, because he thought, you know, now that Boeing has sent out this directive to pilots worldwide about how to override this automatic system. But now the planes are shut down and grounded by the dictate of the president and the FAA. So I don't know if we're going to hear from the FAA. I don't know if we're going to hear from Boeing later on this afternoon. But this is a blow for Boeing because, man, I tell you, what's more important to you as one who flies than feeling safe? In 2017, worldwide, there was not one commercial air fatality on the planet in 2017. And that streak came to an end in October of 18 with the Lion Air Boeing MAX crash. And then 2019, we only made it a little more than 2 months into the year, when that Ethiopian crash happened on the same plane. And then what was happening is a lot of people were checking. And it was one of the most searched terms on Google last night. How do I find out what kind of plane my flight is booked on? Because I don't know about it. Do you check? Do you check what kind of aircraft you're booked to fly on when you make a reservation somewhere? I generally do not. I generally trust the airlines. But a lot of people discovered, oh, shoot, I'm on a 737 MAX. And in our country, American and Southwest had a bunch of them. So people were contacting the airlines. I want to get off that plane. And both American and Southwest said, we're not going to let you cancel your reservations just because of your fear, your unfounded fear. That's they were trying to sell to the flying public. But you have an entire fleet now that is tainted with two crashes in a period of, what, 5 months? A little over 5 months? That's pretty damaging. It's pretty damaging for the airlines. It's pretty damaging for the psyche of travel customers, and as the president just said, of course, it's the most horrible for the victims and the family members and loved ones of the victims on those two flights. So this is going to be an interesting story, but it's very interesting development for Boeing as they have to overcome one of the worst PR runs they've had in a long, long time. Next up in the big lead.
The big lead. Your tax dollars at work.
We continue to monitor what's going on in Olympia and what it might mean for your family. Because the Senate has already passed a transportation gas tax of 19 cents a gallon. That's going to go before the full legislature now. But Jay Inslee, he said a few days ago, that's not enough. 19 cents, that's just a transportation tax, but that's not going to change people's driving behavior. He has argued that we need what they call a low-carbon fuel standard that would jack the price of gasoline to where it punishes those who drive. Well, the bill that passed out of the House last night, it calls for adding, ramped up over the next few years, 41 cents tax for every gallon of gas. Now, Washington already has the second highest gas tax in the country. If both these bills go through, we add 60 cents a gallon. We become by far the number one gas tax in the country, and it does nothing for the planet. Nothing. I've proven that statistically, that the tiny bit that our state contributes to global emissions. I mean, you compare the little reduced driving that comes out of that to the industrial plants in China and India and what they spew into the atmosphere. But Democrats in Olympia, they want billions of dollars in new taxes on you and me for zero planetary benefit. And this is, I gave you the number. I'll repeat the numbers because I want to make sure everybody understands. If you drive 10,000 miles a year, which is about average per vehicle, you get about 20 miles a gallon. That's about average. You jack the gas tax 60 cents a gallon, you will pay per car $300 a year. So a family, a husband, a wife, you would pay an increase of $600 a year for no planetary benefit. But I got to play for you again. How and why this is happening? Because Jay Inslee, last night on MSNBC, was humiliated when the host, Chris Hayes, said, well, you want to be the green president? Haven't emissions gone up in Washington State with you as governor the last 6 years?
I'm not mistaken, emissions have gone up in your state during your tenure as governor, correct?
Yes, we've had about 130,000 people moving here, so we've got more cars and we have taken big steps. We've now built a wind turbine industry to $6 billion. We're the most per capita biggest users of electric cars. We are spinning carbon.
Okay, so then Inslee just goes into his planned response to that because he hasn't been able to cut emissions. So then Chris Hayes pushed him on this.
I mean, you're governor of a state that's a pretty progressive state, although you've had a Republican legislature.
Not true. Not true. One chamber of the legislature, the Senate, was Republican. But Jay Inslee, this is where he reveals. He wants to raise your family's taxes $600 a year because he wants to say, now that I have the Democrats in control in Olympia, now we can really raise taxes.
I mean, you're governor of a state that's a pretty progressive state, although you've had a Republican legislature. What do you say to someone who says, look, you've had the chance to bring emissions down in your state. You haven't done it. How the heck are you going to do it with a Republican Senate, maybe, or in the even more difficult to manage federal government?
Well, first off, the voters have given me now a Democratic legislature. So for the first time, I have a working majority. And right now, as we speak, we have several bills, including 100% clean grid, a clean fuel standard that I hope will pass tonight in my house.
And that's the one I was just telling you about. And it did pass last night. His appearance was earlier on MSNBC yesterday. So Jay Inslee pitches it as, well, now that the voters have given me a Democrat legislature, now I can raise a couple's taxes $600 a year so I can go on MSNBC and tell everybody that I got a gigantic gas tax on the people. So it isn't to save the planet. It's to save his presidential aspirations. And he wants you, your family, to pay $600 more a year. Consider it your campaign contribution to the Jay Inslee Presidential Aspiration Fund. I mean, this is just criminal. But that is not, if you didn't hear about this, that is not the biggest joke out of our state legislature in Olympia yesterday.
The Big Lead, Bizarro World.
Because the Democrat Senate passed one of the stupidest bills I have ever seen. It says, if you want to be president of the United States, to get on the ballot in Washington State, you'll have to release your last five-year tax returns. So our Senate, in a fit of petulance, is saying, since Donald Trump hasn't released his tax returns, we're going to try to force him to do it in Washington State. So, and Doug Erickson, the senator who's trying to stop some of this nonsense, you know, an adult among the Democrat children in Olympia, Doug Erickson made a great point. Okay, so this bill that passed the Senate, it says that you can't be on the ballot in either the primary or the general election if you haven't released 5 years of tax returns. So the Republicans in our state won't have a primary. They'll have a caucus. They'll say, we give our support to Donald Trump. Donald Trump says, I'm not going to release my tax returns. So under this bill that passed the Senate, it's going to the House, Donald Trump would not be allowed on the presidential ballot. The Republican Party would not be allowed to have a candidate on the ballot in Washington State unless Trump releases his tax returns, which he's probably not going to do. You think that's what a good constitutional republic does? And by the way, I'm hearing all these children, we got the majority now, so, you know, welcome to democracy. Pay the extra $600. And anytime you hear a politician, I heard AOC, Ocasio-Cortez, talk about democracy and majority rules a couple days ago. Anytime you hear a politician talk about that, you know they're a moron. Because our state and our nation were never designed as democracies. We're constitutional republics. So the Democrats are going to pass the stupid law. Bob Ferguson hates Trump. He's going to defend it. And then the Republicans nominate Trump in 2020. He doesn't release his taxes, and there will be no Republican presidential candidate in Washington State. Yeah, you know, maybe Bob Ferguson will try to defend that. Let's see what the Supreme Court has to say about that. We got a bunch of children in the Democrat Party in Olympia, and they are exhibiting their desire for your money and their petulance this week more than I have ever seen. And that is your Big Lead this hour.
The Big Lead on Cairo Radio.
Ursula's going to check the news, then we'll count down our favorite sound bites of the entire day. Awesome audio coming up from the Dory Monson Show. Well, it's that time of the day when we like to count down our favorite sound bites of the day.
This is Dory Monson's Awesome Audio Clips of the Day.
So is one of the things we've talked about an awful lot is I think there is a fundamental difference between the right and the left. And, you know, for example, what was the tweet you saw earlier today about carrots? That if a Republican doesn't like carrots...
That was from a listener, an email.
Oh, a listener email sent this to us. Okay, yeah.
He said that his dad used to tell him this often, okay, that if a Republican didn't like carrots, they didn't eat carrots. And if a Democrat didn't like carrots, they created a law so no one could eat carrots.
Yeah, they tried to make carrots outlawed. This is happening more and more in a very real way. Portland State University is like Evergreen State here in Washington. And the tyranny of the left has completely taken over Portland State. This is a meeting of the college Republicans at Portland State, and one of the leftist mob walked into the meeting.
Number three.
And here's what he decided to do. He brought a cowbell in with him. And by the way, this is like your stereotypical leftist hipster. He's got a plaid shirt. He's got the bandana. He's got a beard. He's a white guy screaming Black Lives Matter. And every time they tried to speak at this meeting, he just rang his cowbell. And then anytime somebody tried to challenge him from the club that was meeting, he would stick his jaw out. You gonna hit me? You gonna hit me? And he had a couple of fellow protesters with him, and they just said, we don't like what your group stands for, so we're going to drown you out. We won't allow you to meet. It's a very, very odd thing that's happening on the left. But you know, this is going to end tragically someday. You know, you've seen some things on the streets that are happening along these lines, and there will one day be some tragic consequences of this absolute intolerance. At number two in our awesome audio, so Ash Wednesday was last week, and in particular Catholics, they would put the ash cross on their forehead. Well, this little kid, William McLeod, he went to school with the ash cross on his forehead, as so many people did last week, going to school, going to work. And the teacher said, you got to scrub it off. It looks like dirt. Here's the kid explaining why he observes Ash Wednesday.
Number two.
They celebrate getting closer to God.
And so here's what happened at school.
And the teacher walked over and said, like, what is that? And I was like, it's Ash Wednesday and I'm Catholic, we're still one. And he's like, no, it's inappropriate, go take it off. And she took me aside and she said, you have to take it off. So she gave me a disinfection wipe, whatever they're called, and she made me wipe it off.
And the kid didn't do it to the teacher's satisfaction, so then she grabbed it and started scrubbing the boy's forehead.
They saw teacher wipe it off because they wiped it off in front of all my friends. I felt like really bad.
And the district says, I'm sorry. The kid got a note and candy from the teacher.
It said, Malia, I'm so sorry. I hope we can move things from here.
Yeah, and they will, because the kid's family says they're forgiving. Can you imagine if she had done that to a symbol of some other faiths? Can you imagine what would happen? Think she'd keep her job? Of course not. Number one, late night television. You know, Colbert and Jimmy Kimmel have gotten so political. Jay Leno, who tried to be like one of his predecessors, Johnny Carson, and not be political, not let on even what his politics are. And he was asked on the Today Show about being non-political in 2019.
Number one.
Everything now is, if people don't like your politics, everyone has to know your politics. When people see you as one-sided, it just makes it tough. And plus, you know, I did it when, you know, Clinton was horny and Bush was dumb, and it was just a little easier.
You're mad.
You know, now it's all very serious. Everything is just I just like to see a bit of civility come back to it, you know?
And that's the thing. You know, Colbert, Kimmel are just unwatchable in my view because it's tinged with anger. Those are our favorite sound bites of the day. Today's sign coming up next. Down the stretch we come. What a day, what a show, what a show, what a day. Very busy day. President Trump grounds the Boeing 737 MAX. Jay Inslee using your family's budget now to try to elevate his presidency. You are being forced if the legislature gets its way, to spend hundreds and hundreds of dollars more per year, all so Jay Inslee can try to get up to 2% in the Democrat primary polling. I mean, this is insane, and I'll keep chronicling it. I tell you what, I'm trying to stand alone against all this nonsense down in Olympia, but not even the other in the media are painting an accurate picture of how much this legislative session is going to cost you. And as we expose today, it is all for show. So Jay Inslee can raise your taxes by hundreds of dollars to try to make his case for president. I mean, this has been a crazy day of all the news that we have been highlighting for you. And we'll continue to stand alone against all of the nonsense that's going on in this state. And we'll continue to laugh at all the ridiculous stuff going on everywhere in today's edition of
Today's Sign That the End Is Near.
Today's sign the world is soon coming to an end. A Saudi airline flight had to turn back to the airport after a woman on the plane informed the flight crew that she had accidentally forgotten her baby at the airport. Sounds like a good mom. The flight was going from Jeddah to Kuala Lumpur, and the Saudi mother told cabin crew that she had accidentally left her baby in the boarding area at the terminal at King Abdul Aziz International Airport. You may have seen the video. It's gone viral. Shows the pilot requesting permission to head back to the airport. He's talking to air traffic control. They're trying to figure out what's the protocol for a mom who leaves her baby at the airport. The pilot said on the air traffic tape, "May God be with us. Can we come back or what?" The operator, after taking the flight numbers, heard asking another colleague what the protocol is for a baby left behind. And the air traffic controller, you hear him saying, "This flight is requesting to come back. A passenger forgot her baby in the waiting area. The poor thing." And then the pilot was asked, "Can you confirm why you have to turn back?" And the pilot said, "We told you a passenger left her baby in the terminal and refuses to continue the flight." Air traffic control said, "This is totally a new one for us." How do you forget your baby? I don't think this mom wanted to be a mom anymore. She abandoned her baby, and then after the flight took off, she had second thoughts and decided to inform the flight crew. There's no way you could forget your baby. Unless you're just completely whacked out on something. But anyway, mom and child have been reunited. Sure, that kid has a bright future with that mom. Today's sign story number two. A woman in Wayne County, New York, has been charged with arson after 39-year-old Jacqueline Lynch discovered what she believed were bed bugs in her apartment. She then used a lighter to try to kill at least one of the bed bugs after her uncle had sprayed the place with alcohol. Unfortunately, alcohol and flame do not mix very well. The mattress caught on fire. That activated the sprinkler system. Several apartments in the building were damaged, but no one was hurt. Thank goodness. But now the woman is going to have to stand before the court on an arson charge. And then finally, in today's sign, this is in Lathrop, California. A suspected shoplifter took some ill-gotten booty into the Target dressing room. According to officers who looked at surveillance video, the woman took her cart, which included a six-pack of Stella Artois beer. She took her cart with her into the dressing room. She stayed in there for over an hour. And in that hour, the woman drank all six beers. Then after... We got some quality people in the world, don't we? Then after polishing off the six-pack, the woman left the store with about $200 in merchandise without paying, plus the six-pack in her belly. How much is a six-pack of Stella Artois? So Alicia Johnson, she was tracked down. Cops found the empty beer six-pack in the dressing room. Then they checked the surveillance video. They identified the woman. She has been arrested and booked into the San Joaquin County Jail for shoplifting and three other warrants. I wonder if she drove away from the store. I drink alone. What if they could charge her with DUI? She clearly had six beers inside of her. I drink alone. Yeah, with nobody else. This is the ultimate I drink alone, yeah. Yeah, you know when I drink alone, I prefer to be by myself. In the dressing room at Target. Every morning just before breakfast, I don't want no coffee or tea. Me and my good buddy Wiser, that's all I ever need, cause I drink alone. Yeah, I mean, I know some people just drink alone at home. Yeah, you know what I drink alone. With the dressing room at Target. That is sad. That's particularly, you know how sad it is? It's one of the three stories that makes up today's sign. The end is near. It's been a very busy news day. You'll hear more on the president having grounded the Boeing 737 MAX. We'll have more coverage on Candy, Mike, and Todd throughout the afternoon. They are coming up next. And I will see you back here tomorrow. I know. Head up.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. You're really a fantastic audience.